Blog Talk Radio.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
Just say
will be waiting there, be assured. I will be waiting there. In this world of calamity, dirty looks and grudges and jealousy, and police will abuse their majority. Be the clowns when I know about variety. Boom, the youngest veteran, I go murder them slow. Rock a muffin sent to call me from the bush bungalow. When I watch it make a clear road, my voice now figure out. Emerge from the darkness in the big blood to glow. Me hammer them as I'm a spectator, they blow. Some boy put a dick like Bam Bam Bigelow. Bust off trigger finger, trigger hand and trigger toe. A two gun me up, me bust them in a stereo. Cause I got to keep on walking on the road to Zion.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
The upper room. The upper room. The upper room.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseyah al haggittit le'asav, 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 le'asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzzenu, 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 uzzenu. Harninu l'Elohim uzzenu, 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 uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
L'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children?
Propaganda, it only make high. they conquered and you can't conquer. Conquer lion of Judah. I say yeah. What a war. Yeah, yeah. What a war.
They went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15. And Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of David, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch Hu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up.
Zion. sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shem Ha'av V'Habein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here, the fifth Aliyah right here for the fifth day, here for the Thursday podcast, the Rastafari Upper Room of Zion podcast, right here. Looking at the board, it should be playing already, right here. Here we have the fifth day's Aliyah, reading an Aliyah a day right here. Just have a little bit of a technical on the board right here, brothers and sisters. Give I and I one moment momentarily. Check this out. Yes, I. Rastafari. S.I.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, for the Hamishi Aliyah, for the fifth up offering, the fifth reading, fifth ascension offering, up offering, Aliyah here for this Shabbat ki tisa, Sabbath, when thou takest, when thou liftest up, ki tisa. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 34. The second tablets of the law, the second tablets of HaTorah. Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, for the Chamishi.
Vayomer Yehuah el Moshe, tisal lecha shnei luchot evanim ka'ari shonim ve'katavti al ha'luchot et ha'devarim asher hayu al ha'luchot Rishonim Asher Shivarta. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moshe, Vayomer Yahuwah El Moshe Pesalel Leka, Hew for the eye Shnei Luchot Evanim, two tablets of stone. Shnei Luchot Evanim, like to the first, ka rishonim, like as ka rishonim, like the rishonim, like the first. With katavti, and I will write al haluchota etta hadevarim, and I will write upon the tables, the tablets. With katavti al haluchot, the words, etta ha-devarim, the devarim ha-devarim, the words, asher hayu al ha-luchot ha-rishonim, that were on the first tables, on the first tablets, asher hayu al ha-luchot ha-rishonim, asher shivarta, that thou, the eye, didst break, asher Shibarta, Wehyei Nakon Lavoker, We Alita Vavoker El Hahar Sinai, We Nitzavta Li Sham Allah Rosh Hahar, and be ready by the morning. Wehyei Nakon, be ready. Wehyei Nakon Lavoker, and be ready by the morning. With Alita Vaboker El Hahar Sinai, and come up and Aliyah up. With Alita Vaboker El Hahar Sinai, and Aliyah up in the Boker, in the morning. Vaboker El Har Sinai, to the Har of Sinai, to Mount Sinai. With nitzavta li sham al rosh hahar, and present thyself. With nitzavta, 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 and stand li, stand for me. With nitzavta li sham, and present thyself sham, zeya, al rosh hahar, upon, on top, on the head, al rosh, on the head, hahar, on the top of the mount, on the top of the mount, top of the mount, top of the mount. With ish lo ya'ille imak, with dam isha ala yera, be kol hahar, gama hatzona, we habakara ala yera'u, illa mula hahara hahu. And no man shall come up with the eye, neither let make any man be seen throughout all the mount. Neither let the flocks nor herds feed before the mount. Ve'ish lo ya'ille imak. And no man shall come up imak with the eye. Ve'ish lo ya'ille imak. Wagam ish ala yera the kol hahar har har. Neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount. The mount. The mount. The mount. With gam ish and also ish man ala yera not be seen the kol hahar in all the mount. Gam hatzon with habakar ala yeru illa mul hahar hahu. Who? Neither let the flocks gam hatzon, and also the flock gam hatzon with habakar, nor the herd habakar ala yiru feed shepherd yiru ala yiru illamula hahara before in front of before. The mount, that mount, the mount, the he, mount, the he, mount, the he. Ala yiru el mul hahara hahu. Hahara hahara hahu. Wayifa sol, wayifa la shene luchota evanim ka rishonim. Wayashakena Moshe, babokera wayala illahara sinai. Kasher tziwahi Yahuwa oto. Wayikacha b'yado shnei luchot ha'evanim. And he hewed two tablets of stone like to the first. And Moshe and Moses rose up early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai, as Jehovah had commanded him, and took in his hand two tablets of stone. Wayifsol, and he hewed. Wayifsol shnei luchot ha'evanim, and he hewed two tablets of stone, ka rishonim, like to the rishonim, like to the first. Wayashkem Moshe babokar, and Moses rose up early in the morning. Wayashkem Moshe babokar, wayala illa hara sinai, and went up and aliyed up into Mount Sinai, to Mount Sinai, aliyed up. Wayala il har sinai, ka'asher siwah Yahuwah oto, as Jehovah had commanded him. Ka'asher siwah Yahuwah oto, wayikacha biyado ashnei luchot ha'evanim, and took in his hand, wayikach biyado, two tablets of stone, shnei luchot ha'evanim. And Yahuwah and Jehovah descended in the cloud and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of Yahuwah, and proclaimed the name of Jehovah, 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 Jehovah. Vayered Yahuwah be'anan, vayered Yahuwah be'anan, vayayita yatzeva imo sham, vayikra be'shemi Yahuwah. And Jehovah descended in the cloud. Vayared Yahuwah be'anan. Jehovah descended in the cloud. Vayita yatzeva imo sham. And stood with him there. Vayita yatzeb imo sham. Vayikra b'shem Yahuwah. Vayikra b'shem Yahuwah. And proclaimed the name, Vayikra, V'shem Yahuwah, and proclaim the name of He who be who He be, and proclaim the name Yahuwah. Vayikra V'shemi Yahuwah. Vaya Ya'evori Yahuwah. Allah Panayo. Vayikra Yahuwah. Yahuwah El Rahum V'chanun Errekapayim V'rav Cheseda V'emet. And Jehovah passed by before him, before his face, Wayikra Yahuwah, and proclaim Yahuwah, Yodhe Wehe, Yahe Wehe, He who be, we be, Yahuwah, Yahe Wehe, He who be, we be, El, the true good, the true God, El, Rahum, El, merciful, El, Rahum, Wichanun, and gracious, Wichanun, Erekapayim, long-suffering, Erekapayim, long nose, long-suffering, Erekapayim, Wirava Chesed, and abundant, and nuff-nuff in Chesed, and abundant in goodness, and nuff-nuff in loving-kindness, Wirava Chesed, Weimet, and truth, Notzer Chesed Alay Lafim, Nose avona wa pesha'a we hata'a we nake loa yenake poked evona vota ala banima wa ala beneya banima ala shileshima wa ala ribaim. Keeping mercy to the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity, antiquity, and transgression, and sin, and uckery, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers of the patriarchs upon the children, and upon the children's children, upon the sons, and upon the sons' sons, to the third and to the fourth generation. Notzer chesed, keeping chesed, keeping mercy, keeping loving kindness. Notzer chesed, lalafim, for the thousands, the thousandth generation, lalafim. Nosea avon, lifting up, forgiving iniquity, perverseness. Nosea avon, nosea avon, 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 avon. Nosea avona wa pesha'a, and transgression and rebellion. Vapesha, wapesha, wichata'a, and sin and uckery and lack and missing the mark. Wichata'a, wenake lo yenake pokeda. And will by no means clear the guilty. Evona bota ala banim wa ala benea vanim. Visiting the iniquity. Pokeda evona, pokeda evona avot of the fathers, avot. Pokeda evona avot. Allah banim upon the children, wa Allah b'nei banim, and upon the sons' sons, wa Allah shaleshim, to the third, wa Allah ribaim, and to the fourth generation. And Moshe made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. Vaya mahir Moshe, vayikoda arza, vayishatahu. And Moses made haste. Why maher Moshe? Why maher? Why maher Moshe? And Moses made haste. Why yikoda arza? And bowed his head. Why yikoda arza? Bowed his head toward the earth. The aretz arza. Why yikoda arza? Why ayisha tahu? And worshipped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let the Lord, I pray that I go in the midst of us, of I and I, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin and our uckery, and take I and I for thine inheritance. Wayomer, and he said, Imna matzati yachena be'aineka. Adonaya yelekana, Adonaya be'kirveinu, ki ama keshe orefahu, we salachta la eonenu, ulachatatenu, una halatan. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, vayomer imna matzati chen be'ayneka, if I have found grace be'ayneka in thy eyes, imna matzati chen be'ayneka, Adonai, O Adonai, Adonai Yelek, Adonai Yelek, Na, Adonai Bikarabeinu, O Adonai, please try, Adonai Yelek, Na, Yelek, Na, Yelek, Na, Adonai Yelek, Na, Adonai Bikarabeinu, in the midst of us, Bikarabeinu, Ki Ama Kesheya Orefhu, for it is a stiff-necked people, for it is key for arm a people, kesher or ref, stiff-necked, who, he, for he is a stiff-necked people, ki arma kesheya or ref, who, we're salachita, la onenu, u lachatatenu, u anechalatanu, and pardon, and forgive, and pardon our iniquity and inaiuckery. We salachta la evonenu, la eonenu, ulachatatenu, and our uckery, and take for us, and take I and I for thine inheritance, and take I and I for thine inheritance, unachaltanu, u nachaltanu. And hear, Shema Yisrael, Gevir, Sheishi, Aliyah, renewed commission, hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot, Ki Tisa, Exodus chapter 34, verse 10, for the Sheishi. Vayomer hine, anoki, koreita brita neged kol amika aise nifa laota asher lo niva reua vekol haaretz uvekol hagoy wea kol haam asher ata vekirbo eta maise Yehuwa ki norahu asher aniya oseya imak. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels such as have not been wrought, been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among who thou art shall see the work of Yahuwah that I am about to do with thee. That is tremendous. Renewed commission, and he said, behold, I will make a covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among who thou shall see the work of Yahuwah of Jehovah, for it a terrible thing that I will do with thee, I. Vayomer hine, and he said, behold, hine anoki, koreita brita neged kol amika. Behold, I will make a covenant. I will cut a covenant. Hine anoki koreita brita neged kol amika. Behold, I will cut a covenant, make a covenant before all the I people. Aise nifa laot asher loa niva reua bekol haaretz. I will do marvels. Nifalaot. Aise nifalaot. Asher. Such as have not been done or wrought in all the earth. Asher. Lo aniva reua bekola haaret. Such as has not been done in all, been created in all the earth, the earthly plane. Uvekola hagoyim. Nor and in all the nations, and not in any goyim, among any of the goyim, uvekola ubekola hagoyim, we'ra'a kola ha'am, and all the people shall see, all the people among who thou art, we'ra'a kola ha'am, asher ata, v'kirvo, among whom the I be, v'kirvo, eta ma'isei Yahuwah. We'll see the ma'isei of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the work, eta ma'isei Yahuwah, ki anora, for it is tremendous, it is terrible, it is dreadful, ki nora hu, for he is dreadful, he is terrible, he is tremendous, ki anora hu asher, that which ani oseya imach, that which I do amongst thee I. Observe that thou who I am commanding thee today. Observe, 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 observe. That which, that I am commanding thee I this day. Behold, I am driving out before thee I the Amorite and the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with an inhabitant of the land with the way thou goest, lest they be for a snare in the midst of the eye. But ye but y'all shall break down their altars and dash in peace, 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 their pillars, and ye y'all shall cut down their asherim. And ye y'all shall cut down their cut down their cut down their asherim, 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 Mes auka hayom hinni goresha mia paneka etahai mori where ha kanaani where ha hiti where ha perizi where ha hiwi where ha yevusi kia shamera leka pena hikorota brita le yoshev ha aret asha ataba aleha pena yihye Le'emokesha de'ek irrebeka. Take heed that the eye does not make a covenant. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest they be for a sneer. Le'emokesh in the midst of thee. Le'emokesh de'ek irrebeka. Kia eta miza bechotama tia. Tia tosun, tita tsuna, we eta matsevotama, tesha beruna, we eta asherayo, tika rotun. But you shall break down their altars and dash in pieces their pillars and cut down their asherim. Ki lo atisha tachwe, le'el, acher, ki Yahuwah, kana, shimo, El Kana Hu, for thou shalt bow down to no other God. Thou shalt worship no other El. For thou shalt worship no other El. Ki alo tisha tachwe le El Achir. Ti except for Yahuwah, for he who be who he be, whose name is Kana. Ki Yahuwah. Ana Shemoel Kana Hu, for he who be who he be is a zealous El. Ki Yahuwah Kana Shemoel Kana Hu. Pena Tikrota Brita Le Yosheva Haareta We Zan Achere Elohehema We Zavuhua Le Elohehem We Karaleka We Akalta mizibho, lest thou make a covenant, cut a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go astray after their Elohim, and do sacrifice to their Elohim, and they call thee, and thou the eye eatest of their sacrifice, and thou the eye take of their daughters to thy sons, and their daughters go astray after their Elohim, and make thy sons go astray after their Elohim. Where lakachta mi ba notayo le vaneka. Where zanu bin notayo achreya elohehen. Where hiznu eta baneka achre elohehen. After their goddesses. And thou take of their daughters to thy sons, and their daughters go astray after their goddesses. And make thy sons go astray after their goddesses. אחרי אלוהיהן. אלוהי המסכה לא תעשה לק. Thou's I shalt make thee no molten gods, no molten Elohim. Elohei Masekah lo ta'iseh lak. The feast, and the Sabbaths again enjoined. The feast and the Shabbats and the Sabbaths again enjoined. Here, verse 18. Etahag ha matzota tishmora shivata yamima tokala matzot asher zewiteka le moeda chodesha ha'aviv kia bechodesha ha'aviv yatzata mimitzrayim. The feast of unleavened bread, of matzah, the unleavened bread, chagaha matzot, shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee, at the time appointed in the month, in the moon, in Chodesh HaAviv. For in the Chodesh HaAviv thou camest out from Mitzrayim. All that openeth the womb, all that openeth the matrix, all that openeth the matrix, all that openeth the womb is mine. And of all thy cattle thou shalt sanctify the males, the firstlings of ox and sheep. Kol peter rechem li, all that peter the rechem, all that openeth the rechem, all that openeth the womb, openeth the matrix, li, for me. Kol peter rechem li. Kol mika neka tizakara peter shor wa se. And of all thy cattle thou shalt sanctify the males, the firstling of ox and sheep, and the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem for lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break its neck. Ua fetera chamora tifdeh v'se. Ve'im lo tifdeh wa rafto kola bekora baneka tifdeh v'loa yeraua fanaya rekam. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem. Kola bekor baneka, all the firstborns of baneka of thy sons tifdeh that I shall redeem. With lo yerau fanai rekam, and none shall appear before I empty. With lo yerau fanai rekam. 6 days thou shalt walk, but the seventh day thou shalt rest. In plowing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. In airing time, plowing time, in airing time, and in harvest thou shalt rest. Sheshet yamim ta evoda ua vayom ha shavii tishvot be charish ua vat atzir tishvot. You shall Shabbat, you shall rest, and thou shall observe the feast of weeks, even the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the turn of the year. At the year's end. With chag Shavuot ta'iseh leka bia kurei k'tzir k'itim with chag ha'asif tikufata ha'shana, at the tikufata ha'shana, at the year's end, at the turn of the shana. 3 times in the year shall all thy males appear before the Lord God, the God of Yisrael. Shalosha pa'amim ba shana yera'e kol zikurika eta p'nei ha'adon Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. Thrice in the year shall all your men, children, your males appear before Ha'adon, Yahuwah, Elohe Yisrael, the Adon, Yahuwah, he who be, we be, the Elohim of Yisrael. For I will cast out nations before thee, I, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man covet thy land when thou goest up to appear before Yahuwah Eloheka, before Jehovah the I Elohim, three times in the year, three times in the Shana, in the year. Kia or Rish, Goyima Mipaneka, Wehira Havatia Eta Gevuleka, Welo Yahmoda Isha Eta Arzeka, Ba Eloteka, Le Ot. Le'ra'ota eta penei Yahuwah Eloheka shalosha pe'amim bashana. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread. Neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of Passover Pesach be left to the boker, be left to the morning. Lo atishachat ala chametz adam zivachi. With loa yalina labok erra zebach haga ha pasach. The choicest fruit, first fruits, the choicest first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring to the bait, to the house of Yahuwah Eloheka, to the house of Jehovah the I Elohim. Thou shalt not seize a kid in its mother's milk. Reshita biya kureya adamateka. Tavi Beiti Yahuwah Eloheka Loa Tevashella Gdi Ba Cheleva Imo. The choicest first fruits, the choicest, the first of the first fruits, the first of the first fruits, Reshith Bi Kurei, the first of the first fruits of thy land, Reshith Bi Kurei Ada Mateka, thou shalt bring. Thou shalt bring Tavi, Tavi, Tabi. Thou shalt bring Tabi, Beiti Yahuwah, shall bring into the bait of Jehovah Eloheka, the I Elohim. Lo te vashella gdi ba chelev im. Thou shalt not seize. Thou shalt not seize a kid. Lo te vashella gdi in its mother's milk. Ba chelev imo 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 imo.
Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shem Av Wahabain Ruahak Adosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here.
For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips. For with stammering lips and another tongue, send another tongue to this place, speak to this place, speak to this place, speak to this place. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
The guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not all I've been a Rasta. online section to grow up. Because what is what is. From the beginning to the end, you can never change. So we're just Rasta from Krishna. People still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Here we have today's daily song. We have song. Psalm LXXXVIII, Psalm 88, Psalm 88, which is themed, a cry from the depths, a cry from the depths. Today's Psalm Mizmor Pei Chait, some say Pei Chait or Fei Chait, Fei Chait, the 88th Psalm. And the superscription here, Shir Mizmor Livnei Korach, Livnei Korach, La Menatzeach, Ala Machlat Le'anot, Maskil Le Hayman Ha'ezrachi, Ha'ezrachi. We have a song, a shir, a mizmor, mizmor, a chant, a vocal chant, an intonation, a mizmor. So both, it's a song. You have a song and a mizmor. Shir mizmor livnei livnei korach. A song, a psalm, a chant of the sons of Korah. La menatzeach, la menatzeach. For the chief musician, the musical leader, the musical director. Al machelat le'anot. Al machelat, machelat le'anot. Here we have a title. This title of Psalm 53, L-I-I-I. Literally in the Hebrew, the machelat, machelat, machelat le'anot. It's a pun, al machelat le'anot. Sickness, some interpreters say sickness to afflict. Some say it's the name of a melody. Evidently, they say it's in a minor key to which the psalm, the mizmor, was chanted or intonated. Shir mizmor livnei korach, livnei, livnei. So here we have the psalmist crying out
in pain to Adonai, to Adonai, begging him for relief from his intense and constant suffering, the 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 suffering.
መዝሙር 87 በቅንፍ 88 የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር ለመዘምራን አለቃ በማህላት ለመዘመር የእስራኤላዊው የኤማን ትምህርት አቤቱ የመድኃኒቴ አምላክ በቀንና በሌሊት በፊትህ ጮህ ጸሎቴ ወደ ፊትህ ትግባ ጆሮህንም ወደ ጩኸት ያዘንብል ነፍሴ መከራን ጠግባለችና ሕይወቴም ወደ ሲኦል ቀርባለችና ወደ ጉድጓድ ከሚወርዱ ጋር ተቆጠሩ ረዳትም እንደሌለው ሰው ሆኑ ለዘላለም እንደማታስባቸው እንደ ተገደሉና በመቃብር ውስጥ እንደ ተጣሉ በሙታን ውስጥ እንዳሉ የተጣልኩ ሆኑ እነርሱም ከጅህ ተለዩ በጨለማና በሞት ጥላ ውስጥ በታችኛው ጉድጓድ አስቀመጥከ በኔ ላይ ቁጣህ ጸና መቅሰፍትህን ሁሉ በኔ ላይ አመጣ የሚያውቁኝን ከኔ አራቅ በእነርሱ ዘንድ ርኩስ አደረግኸኝ ያዙኝ መውጫም የለኝ አይኖቼም በመከራ ፈዘዙ አቤቱ ሁልጊዜ ወደ አንተ ጮህ እጆቼንም ወደ አንተ ዘረጋ በእውኑ ለሙታን ታምራትን ታደርጋለህን የሞቱትስ ተነስተው ያመሰግኑሃልን በመቃብር ውስጥ ቸርነትህን እውነትህንስ በጥፋት ስፍራ ይናገራሉን ታምራትህ በጨለማ ጽድቅህም በመርሳት ምድር ትታወቃለችን አቤቱ እኔ ግን ወደ አንተ ጮህ በጠዋት ጸሎቴ ወደ ፊትህ ትደርሳለች አቤቱ ነፍሴን ለምን ትጠላለህ ፊትህንስ ከኔ ለምን ትሰውራለህ እኔ ከታናሽነቴ ችግረኛ ለሞት የቀረብሁ ነኝ ከፍ ከፍ ካልሁ በኋላ ግን ተዋረድሁ ተናቅሁም መቅሰፍትህ በላይ አለፈ ግርማህም አስደነገጠኝ ሁል ጊዜ እንደ ውሃ ከበቡኝ በአንድነትም ያዙኝ ወዳጄንና ባልንጀራዬን ዘመዶቼንም ከመከራ የተነሳ ከኔ አራቅ
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Hanbel Mitzrayim, the Osirian psalm right here. We have the Maskil. In today's daily psalm, Psalm 88, Mizmor Pei Chet, Psalm 88, a cry from the depths. I'm going to say this is one of I and I favorite psalms, I think all the psalms in the proper context and receptivity. Hopefully one will get a good receptivity to this Hebrew. We call this a Hebrew Osirian, the Hebrew Osirian. Although properly we would not to be Egyptian Osirians, but it's the Hebrew Osirian or Abel. Abel Mitzrayim, the Osirian psalm right here. We have the Maskil. Give us the Maskil of His Divine Majesty. Give I and I the teaching. The teaching of His Majesty. Yes. Maskil, this is the term, Maskil. I touched on it rather often when we come across it, because it's a very important term. Psalm 47 and 7, which says, give praise with Maskil. Maskil, give mezmur. Mezmur is mizmur, chant, vocal words, sound, power, Maskil. Now, the Authorized Revised and Amharic Bible brings it out as a timheret, even in the superscription of today's daily psalm, which is a cry from the depths, often called a cry from the depths. It's a shaal, it's an ask to be saved from mot and from the salmawet, salmot, from motelah, from the shadow, even the shadow of death, from the anti-repatriation state, the sheol, the sunken place, that fallen state, right? The subconscious desires. Right, the Sheol referring to the inmates, the inmates, right? What is Sheol? What and where is Sheol? The netherworld, the underworld, the cry from the deeps, and the connection with water as well. So it's very, very important today's daily psalm, especially in the rite and the ritual, right? The Hebraicism of this is the Osirian. Right? The Osirian. Now, not to say that the Hebrews, we could have been considered to belong to a lot of different denominations, because sometimes what one sought, they might have found it in a particular, you know, like even today in the spiritual side of an Egypt, right? The so-called Egypt of this Western Gentile world, right? This latter-day times of the Gentiles. We might find that, you know, there's something in Catholicism, we might agree with this one thing here, but everything else we don't agree with, and something with the Methodist, we might agree with two or three things over there, and then something over there with the Episcopalian, and something over there with maybe this Orthodox or that Orthodox or this Pentecostalian or this Evangelican, you know, or this one or that one. We might agree with certain things. So people say, oh, so you're belong to this denomination or that denomination. Although some of the Hebrews, the Igbos, some of our people, they get into deep, you know, like the tune says, into deep, right? And this psalm speaks about into deep, right, from the depths, a petition, a sha'ala, ask to be saved from death, from the anti-repatriation, the furthest point from the Av, Ha'av, and thus from life. And here in the wilderness experience is also very interesting. There was a word art, you know, the places and the locations that we read of in the Torah portion, reading and feeding, when we start to look at it, like even, you know, visualize, you know, because we have to be able to see, right? Seeing, because the words, right? It says if hearing, you will hear, right? Faith comes by the hearing, right? So we take heed to how we hear, take heed to how we read, and of course, as the word says, to study, to shew I and I selves approve. So the maskil, give praise with Rastaman and I say overstanding, but recognizing, you know, it's about the standing. What is one standing, right? Which is the stasis, right? That psycho-spiritual stasis. So the maskil is brought out as timheret, right? In the Gus and the Guest Turgum, in the King of Kings interpretation, the King of Kings translation, the Book of the Seven Seals, giving us a better clarity on this archaic Hebrew term that's found in many of the titles of the Psalms. Now, the Hebrew in the latter day times, you know, they don't have too many primary accounts for this word. Other than sakal, we have the word sakal, to be circumspect, to be wise. So it's usually derived from sakal, masakil, to give praise with understanding, with understanding, with the proper standing, right? Flat-footed, you know, on that true ground, right? That rock, right? The rock. So sakal means to give instruction. Thus we have in the Royal Amharic, timheret, give us the timheret, the teaching.
give us the maskil, maskil, maskil. Dawit was said to be circumspect and used the same word. I think it translates that he was wise, especially when he was in the house of Shaul, right? Shaul, Shaul, Shaul. Interesting, eh? What you ask for, it's an ask. See, this is the Egyptian in the mystery, right? The wisdom of the Egypt that Moshe, Mashu, Musa, the head of the fraternal order of the Lewawiyan, the Ha'ibri, the Hebrews, right? In the Egyptian, it is the Secher, 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 someone says Secher or the Secher, Secher, right? The Sakal, because the L and the R in the ancient languages interchange. So some words that might have an R in it, we might find it in the form with the L in it. And some words that have the L in it, we find the same word used by different speakers from different mother tongues with the R. So the R and the L, they interchange. So we have Sakal, right, and Sekar, Sekar, right, to give counsel in the ancient Gitzawiyan, Lisana, Lisana Gitzawi, right, Lisana Gitz of Egypt, the Egyptian speech, right, to give counsel, to instruct. But such is not the meaning, generally, of maskil, in the sense we find it in the Psalm of Dawid, of the Hebrew Tehuti, Tehut, right? Thought, thought, right? Tehut, Dawid, right? The Psalm of David, we have Maskil to chief musician, Maskil for the sons of Korah, Maskil to chief musician upon Machalat. Machalat also is interesting too, because that right there, that Hebraic, is brought out in the authorized, revised, and Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, untranslated. So Machalat, note that. But the Maskil, we have on Nigi note, Bingi note, Bingi, 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 Naya Bingi, Bingi note, Nigi note, Nigi note, the harps, Maskil. Maskil of Asaf, Asaf, the gatherer. Maskil of Heman, 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 Maskil of Heman, as we have even today, we have Le Heman Ha Ezrahi, Heman, the Ezrahite. This is his Maskil, Maskil Le Heman Ha Ezrahi. Right, maskil of Haman. Now, in this instance, maskil, maskil, is synonymous with a psalm or a prayer, which is a cry from the depths, from the deep. So when we look at where we're at, even the Torah portion, they're just about, they haven't hit rock bottom just yet. So it's almost as though when they're coming out of Egypt, there's a going through the wilderness and there's a going through the underworld, even for the 40, them 40 years. Right, so here we get to the connection, the duat, right? The duat, the anti-repatriation state, this state, like many of the psalms, we have cries from the psycho-spiritual depths, from the deep place. He says, I am counted with them that go down into the pit. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit. The Royal Amharic brings out Yamot Tila, the Tzalmavet, the shadow of death, in darkness, in the deeps, and the deeps being connected with the elemental water. I am shut up and I cannot come forth. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall thy loving kindness, that loving kindness, be declared in the grave? The speaker is in the place that is known as the Egyptian Hades, right? According to his type, the wisdom that Moshe learned in the Meskar. The Meskar, the Egyptian Hades, the Meskar, the Meskar, the Mesken, all in Egyptian, are names of the birthplace and the eschatological place of rebirth from the Mes, Mes, the Mes, the Mes, referring to generation, birth. Hence, the regeneration and rebirth of the Messiah, Messiah, Messiah. See, the type exists in the Hebrew Mishkan, the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the dwelling place or the sanctuary, the habitation, the dwelling place, the mishkar, 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 for the womb of the dawn, and dawn is the beginning of a new day, so at the end of the night. See, people haven't gotten to the end of the night because he's still talking about at the end of the day. So therefore, psycho-spiritually, which way? But the mishkar, the womb of the dawn, and the mishkab, 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 mishkab is the couch where you shakab, where you lay down, shakab, which is at once the bed of the living, right? The mishkab is the bed of the living, and it's the bier of the dead, the bier of the dead, the bed of the living, the bed of the dead, living and the dead, the womb and the tomb. Ye must be born again, the womb and the tomb, as shown by the various texts right? The various texts and the wise have recorded that, and we can see that in the objective reality, and also can bear witness from our subjective experiences. Now, in the rites and the ritual, the place of rebirth for the deceased, the dead, ye must be born again. So if you think you are living and you know you must be born again, then what must happen? The place of rebirth for the deceased is also called the meska, the mesken, and the miskar, the miskar. Now, it will be shown that certain utterances for deliverance, like we have in today's daily song, Mizmor Pei Chait, or Fei Chait, the 88th song. We have this right here, Yahuwah, Elohei Yeshuati, Elohei Yeshuati, Elohei Yeshuati, the Elohei, the Elohim of my Yeshua, of my salvation, Yeshuat, Yeshuati, Yeshuati, my salvation, Elohei Yeshuati, of my deliverance, of my victory. So here we find that certain utterances for deliverance that's found in the Psalms, right, in the Sefer Tehillim and in the Mezmore Dawit, the chants, intonation, word, sound, power of Dawit, the well-beloved, are the same as those in the principle of it that are found in what's called the Book of the Dead. Therefore, we connect Maskil with the Egyptian Meskar, because the context, where did it come from? What was the Israelites in this way? The meskar, or the purgatory, purgatory, was the place in the what's called Hades, the duat, the tuat, or Hebraically the sheol, where the souls, the psyches in bondage. That's another connection with feminism when you think about it, with the souls, the psyches, the she's in bondage, awaited and prayed for rebirth, for regeneration. Now, they were in pain. They were in prison. They were undergoing the pangs of punishment. Does this sound familiar? In Hebrew, this is the maskar. In the Hebrew, this is the maskar, the enclosing, the imprisoning, whence a prison or place of confinement, the miskar, the misagar, the maskar. In Egyptian, is the cry of supplication for the rebirth in the meskar, the mesken, a prayer or a psalm, a mizmor, a voka, invoka, word, sound, a vocal utterance, right, of the new birth. It may be noted that from the name of this mesken, or purgatory in the lower regions, man got to go down right to the foundation, get to the rock bottom. In the lower region comes the Hebrew meschen, the meschen to be bowed down, meschen to be low or low, the state of being, the standing of being, low and wretched and ratchet. Now, the Maltese, the Aramaic, the Arabic, you know, meschen, Italian, we have meschino, in French, a mesquin, Portuguese, mesquino or mesquinho. Right, English, we have meskins, meskin, and in the Royal Harvick we have meskin, meskin, right, meskins. So maskil, maskil was the prayer or the utterance from the depths, from the deeps, in ancient gibbets, in ancient Mitzrayim, called the kars, you know, the kars, K-A-R-S, the kars of the duat, the tuat of the Hades or the Sheol, or the fallen state, the sunken region, the subconscious, the anti-repatriation state. The continual prayers of the Zawatir Salo, like the continual light, the illumination for the Bnei Livnei Korach, for the sons of Korah, as we have in the superscription. Uphold the sense here assigned to the maskir. Korach, right, is said to have been what? Swallowed alive, right, and those with him by the earth. And thus the prayers for the sons of Korach, they are similar to those for souls in the purgatory, which even offered up by the Romanists and the Roman Catholic Church. Now the blind, fumbling, helplessness of the unskilled, the idiotes, those who can only and will only see it their own way, right? Idios, just how they see it. Right? The blind, the fumbling helplessness of the unskilled idiotes in representing myth, confusing myth and miracle, and not knowing the definition truly for any of them is at times very, very sad. It's very pitiful, as is the case of the sons of Korah, right? See, the name Korah, now think about this, sons of Korah, they're serving because, remember the connection with the Levites, Korah was already a Levite. The Levite were the secondary level of the priests. Well, then there wasn't priests, but they served in that same function from the people's perspective, but the sons of Aaron, they were at that higher level, they were the Kohanim. The Lewawian, they were the assistants, right? That tribe and those families to assist HaKohanim, right? So we have Korah, the father and their patriarch get swallowed up alive, and those in his company. Learn to read the Hebrew sign language. The name of Korah, it signifies, in this sense, an accident. It signifies a sudden hap. It just happened. It just happened like that. It happened like that. What's happening? Right? A sudden hap, a mishap, such as the fate assigned, right, to Korah, right, and that generation when the earth opened and swallowed them. But here's the key. We have Korah in the Hebrew. Korah is like to cry out, to call out a name. And we say, Ekra, Yahweh, Ekra, I call out. I'm calling out, Korah, calling out, enunciating a name, calling one by name, right? Interesting, because Cheru, in Egyptian means the evil ones, the fallen ones. But the full form of the word we have is Korech, unused in latter Hebrew, but in the more archaic, it means to freeze or to stiffen with cold, right? With cold. Coming in from the cold. So we have in Egyptian, ach, denoting the dead, ach, and korach. So we take the last part of the word, ach, in Egyptian, we have dead, and we have korach, the connection with freezing to death, a sudden hap, a mishap, an accident. This identifies the dead below in the karz, the underworld, right, in those compartmentalization of their subconscious, the fallen state. Those who were cut off, Korah also is baldness, them crazy bald heads, the baldness, the derivative sense of cutting off the hair for the dead. Ancient rites and writs of mourning, cutting off the hair for the dead, right? And thus we have the link of Livnei Korah. This group of psalms, and check out the Korahite psalms, the group of psalms, they utter the cries of those whom the earth has swallowed, or learning to read the Hebrew sign language in the Hebrew cycle spirituality, whom the earthly, the five cycle life has covered them, has swallowed their souls, their suke, right? Because the nefesh, the soul without instruction, is headed to the sunken place, the fallen place, right? That Sheol, right? It's like the twilight zone, right? But it's also found even in the book, right? The book of Hades, what's called the book of Sheol, the book of Hades as well. So we had mentioned about in one of the Psalms, the speaker says, my mouth shall speak chokmah, that wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia. What does Roveinu Yeshua HaMoshiach say? That wisdom, chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia is justified by all her children. So my mouth shall speak chokmah. That means according to the gnosis, the epignosis, the full gnosis, the da'at, right? Yada, 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 the ilket. I will incline mine ear to a mashal, a parable, a misale. I will open my chida, my riddles, my dark sayings upon the kinor, upon the harp. One of the chida, or the chetu, secret things, things that are shut, things that are sealed to those, right, who attempt to revision I story away from Jah glory, rewrite the mythos as their pseudo-history. See, in this psalm, this means more, the sons of Korah, right, the sons of Korah. It's interesting because they would seem to be linked with the wicked or the ratchet, or they are bringing out, right, because it says, for the sons of Korah, right, who are laid like sheep in the grave for death to feed upon, for death to become their shepherd. They say the Lord is their shepherd. Which Lord are you talking about? deaf feeds on deaf shepherds them, the unredeemed, for whom there is no resurrection. There's no getting up, standing up, no standing up, right? For John, right? Because they're not in the light. They're in that darkness, that disillumination. Hence, they are the sons of the Beit of Sheol, of the Beit of Sheol, of the house of, some say hell. You know, we use the term anti-repatriation, right? Because away from the Father. It's against the Father. It's away from the Father. Usually Sheol is brought out as Hades. It's a Hebrew. You say the Hebrew Hades is Sheol. It's the world of the dead. Right? What's interesting is that many of the concepts, conceptions, generally speaking, of Sheol or Hades was as if it was a subterranean below ground zero, below the proper standing of man. Right? Below ground zero. It's a subterranean retreat. Right, that includes the accessories and its inmates. Often in the KJV Bible, it's translated as grave or hell or pit. So sometimes you might see the word grave and might assume, oh, that's Sheol. Sometimes it is bor or vor in the Hebrew, latter Hebrew vor, like the vortex, the bor, the pit. Or it could be the kever, the grave. Or it could be Sheol, and Sheol is a psycho-spiritual state. Both for those who have passed on, but for many ones and ones now who have not come to that Christ light and that consciousness and who have not been born again. So for them, death is their shepherd, death is their Lord, right? There's no resurrection until they repent, have a change of mind, a change of thinking, a metanoia, teshuvah, because they have to turn from the astray way to Yahweh, truth and life, and then there is the resurrection. Then they can get up, stand up, and no longer be the sons of the Beit, of the Beta of Sheol, of the house of Sheol. This is why in the Psalm 42 it says, I remember the eye from the Tanashu Terara, from Mizar, the little hill, because the Mitzar, right, is the star of the mist in the great deer. The great beer, the type of the birthplace in the heavens. And the speaker is in the place of rebirth, in the heavenlies. This is why the word says, thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons, in the place of foxes, and covered us with the tzalmavet, with the mot pila, with the shadow of death. That is in the deep. In the deep is the place of the apepa or the apophis, the dragon, the Hades, the Sheol, in which the sons, the fallen sons, some say Korah's sons, had sunk to. So one of these maskils that I mentioned before, just mentioned again, is the prayer of David when the Ziphim came and they said to Shaul, they said to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? Snitch. Informant, Kelena. Informants. The Ziphim, they came to who? They came to Saul. Doth not David hide himself with us? Hint. They were riding him out. See, there's a theme they belong, right, in the Hebraic mythos, the mythology, the Sefer. Sefer is a griffon, a typhonian, suit typhon, suit bala, bala sefon, right, genie. See, the Sefui is to torment. In ancient Egyptian, the Sefui is to torment, to torture, to punish. The Sef, or the Seif, right? Even why one of the reasons why they also received Yosef, Yawasef, the safe. Safe in the ancient Egyptian means to refine by fire. To refine by fire. And then you have the Shept. Right? The Shept denotes the terror, terrible, to terrify, to be demonial. So the speaker, right? The speaker, like the Osirian. Right? Remember when they buried Yaakov, when they buried Jacob. Right, and the Canaanites saw the Ha'ibrim dressed up like and living like Egyptian. They said, oh, this is a great morning for the Egyptian, and they called it Abel Mitzrayim. The Abel, who's ours of Mitzrayim, is known as the Osirian. One of the denominations of the Egyptians. You see, if you really want to know who the Hebrews are, you really have to know about why sometimes they went to this church, why sometimes one will go to that church. Right? When you recognize who we are as the once lost, now found, it all basically comes out from us. So we go to maybe this church or that church, like go to this store or that store, because maybe we need this right now. I remember, I think it was Sister Mariama Tane. Hey, love, Mariama Tane. She said, you know, sometimes people go to certain churches because they might, like they have a crying church, a preaching church, a teaching church, or this a church, or that a church, because in this fallen state, they have gotten fragmented. You know what I'm saying? Fragments you're finding over here, you're finding over there. You know, but the speaker in this context, I like to bring this out more, the Hebrew Osirian, the Osirian of the ritual. But here we have the Hebrew ritual passing through the world of the mutan, the mutants, the mutan, right, or the metim in the Hebrew of the dead, the Hebrew Sheol, the Hebrew Sheol. And this brings us here to Psalm 53, just to make this kind of wraparound connection. Psalm 53 is called a machalat, like this today's Psalm, the 88, where it says, Ala machalata le'anot, or machalat le'anot, sickness to afflict. Something, it could be a musical instrument, a melody, right? But there's some mystery, you know, it's one of the Hebraic, you know, it's revealed by the Chokmah. It's one of the mashal, the parables. It's one of the chida, right? The chidot is one of the parables, so to speak. But machalat, the machalat in the connection of the maskil. In ancient Egypt, the maha is a sepulcher, right? The enclosure of the meitim, the mutan, right? The maha, sepulcher, enclosure of the dead. In ancient Egyptian, you had a rat. Rat is the steps or a staircase, the rat. So if we read mach, a composition, the name would denote a psalm of ascent, or the makalata maskil. This would signify that the tefillah, the elot here, the prayer here for rebirth, is uttered on the steps. Well known to the book of, you know, they say the book of the dead, or the part im haru, right? See, the Hebrew ma'elah, right? You know, ma'elah, like the ma'elot. Ma'elot is a step, an ascent, a degree, but it has divisions of degrees of a sense of elevation, right? So these are psalms of elevation, right? Psalms of getting high, right? The plural being, right? The ma'elot. So we have a ma'ala and a ma'elot. In the inscription of the 15 psalms, or the songs of the steps, the shira ha-ma'elot, right? The song of the steps, the song of degrees, the song of divisions, the divisions of the ascent. The division of the ascent. And it can be and should be imagined as almost like a five-base spiral. In that five-base spiral, the division of ascent, right? The Allah, the going up, the Ma'ala, in the ascent of Shlomo, the ascent of Solomon. And why is this important? Well, this is important when we start to look at the 15 degrees, the 15 steps, what the 15 degrees, the 15 steps, what do they refer to, right? Especially in the season and the particular reason for the season, because translators and interpreters have had no clue to the nature of these 15 steps or degrees, of which they have given accounts as divergent as they have been, many of them unsatisfactory. Now, we know in the Hebrew rite or ritual, these are the 15 psalms, and the number 15 is important even in the Passover, the Pesach rite and ritual, and even at that middle point of the 28 days of the lunar month, when we pass the middle point, we're not at the 14th, but we're at the 15th. And we know that this time of the month or the moon is when the moon starts to get dark. Right? So it's really the time when the real so-called lunatic kind of happens, when the moonlight is not. We know this from nature, dangerous animals out in nature. They've done studies to prove this. They go on the prowl after the 15th of the lunar at that time. So it's a time to iritically get suited up and booted up. But in this sense, ones may be studied, this can be studied in the rites and the ritual, where there are apparently 36 seva, or gateways, in the great abode corresponding to the 36 decans of the zodiac, or we would say of the 12 tribes of Israel. They are divided into the numbers 21 and 15. Some of these look like repetitions, but all that concerns us at present is the 15 gates, the 15 gates of the ascent, of the elevation, which end at the place of putting on the upper crown on the day of the festival of the adjustment of the year. The day of the festival of the adjustment of the year. So this all ends at the place of putting on the upper crown on the day of the festival of the adjustment of the year at the time of the vernal equinox. So this is the place called the Maka. The Maka is the level, leveling up, the balance, the place of poise. It's in the region of the Anu, the sign of which is the upright Teku. The Teku of the scales, or the Maka in Hebrew, has a one-for-one, a similar meaning, as the ledge of a level roof, the ledge of a level roof. This, I just thought about the tune, Don't Push Me, right? Because these psalms, the closeness to that edge, the place of the equinox is also localized in the Hebrew as Maka, the Maka. the name of a region that bounded the East Jordan land and lay between it and the north. And thus, in the previous Psalm 42, it talked about from the land of Jordan. Because Amaka is the name of the region that bounded the East Jordan land and lay between it and the north. And then the Aru, or the Arut in Egyptian, are the steps, the Arut. And we get the Allah, Aliyah, Arut, 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 Arut. The L and the R interchange in the ancients, and even modern speakers, mother tongues, are the steps, the staircase of the ascent from the underworld, from Sheol, getting out of Sheol. Now here, from the wisdom of Moses, we would have it from coming out from there, from Egypt, the god Osiris speaking to us as Hebrews as the Abel and Adam, the Abel, that living blood from the underworld, is portrayed as forming the prop or the sechent in Egypt of the balance, the prop of the balance, the sechent of the balance placed at the head of the staircase, which men are ascending. As, and this is how the Egyptians, and when we were in Egyptian worship, we saw it in that way, Osiris, the lord of Rostau, of Rasta, Rostau, in ancient Egypt, Rostau, Rasta, the same who is at the top of the staircase. He is at the top of the staircase. So it's showing that this connection from the Chaldean, the Psalms are called a song that was sung. That's why they say the song was sung on the steps. But which steps? The steps of the abyss. The steps of the abyss. This explanation is said to be founded on Hebrew tribe tradition, which relates that when the foundations of the temple, HaHeikal, or the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaMekdash, the house, like the stone building of the holy, were being laid, there came out of the earth a great quantity of water, to the height of 15 cubits, it is said, which would have drowned, they said, the whole world if Achitophel had not stopped its progress by writing the ineffable name of Yahweh, Yahweh, on the 15th steps of the Hekah. So Psalm 130 is said to refer to the same event. The Hebrew tribe and tradition is, some say, but another name from the ancient, right, from the ancient Ethiopic and later Egyptian mythos, from the beginning, first shall be last shall be first, 15 cubits. 15 cubits were the typical measure of an inundation. So anyway, we're going to pause right there. We'll pick up more with the steps of the abyss as they belong to the ritual, right, the god Shu, right, and Moshe will be an Elohim to Paro, right, Ma Shu. The god Shu is depicted in the hieroglyphic legends as standing on the steps of the abyss, where, with uplifted arms, Mashu, right, he sustains the sun and afflicts the race of the ratchet, of the wicked in the Semain or the Sesenu, the Sesenu. So we shall draw a brief parallel between the 15 gates of the rite, the ritual, the 15 psalms of the steps, with the first gate that is called the mistress of terrors, the mistress destroying those falsifying words. Remember, Chokmah, wisdom is justified by all of her children. So the first gate, the mistress of terrors, the mistress of destroying those falsifying words.
For they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Or is the law?
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. One to hear the full now. Now. Call in. Call.
Thank you. Whatever you have done.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible
by donations from audience listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing.
For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and another stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering
lips. Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring cross to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Mizmor Behet Shir Mizmor Livne Kora Lam Natseya Al Mahalat Lanot Maskil Leheman Ha Ezrahi Adonai Elohe Yeshuati Yom Tsaakti Vallaila Negdeha Tavo Lefanecha Tefillati Hatte Oznecha Lerinati Isavea Veraot Nafshi Vehayai לשאול הגיעו נחשבתי עם יורדבור הייתי כגבר אין אייל במתים חופשי כמו חללים שוכבי קבר אשר לא זכרתם עוד והמה מידך נגזר שתני בבור תחתיות במחשקים במצולות עליי שמך חמתך וכל משבריך עינית סלע הרחקת מיודעי ממני שתני תועבות למו קלו ולא אצא עיני דאבה מניעוני קראתיך אדוני בכל יום שיתחתי אליך חפיי הלמתים תעשה פלא אם רפאים יקומו יודוך סלע, היסופר בקבר חסדך, אמונתך באבדון, היוודע בחושך בלעך, וצדקתך בארץ נשיגה, ואני אליך אדוני שיבעתי, ובבוקר תפילתי תקדמך. למה אדוני תזנח נפשי, תסתיר פניך ממני. אני אני וגובע מנוער, נשאתי אמך אפונה. עלי עברו חרוניך, ביעותיך צימתתוני. סבוני חמיים כל היום, הקיפו עלי יחד. הרחקת ממני אוהב ורע, מיודעי. מחשך
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Psalm 88. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry. For my soul is full of trouble, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. Free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more. They are cut off from thy hand. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy ways. Selah. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Selah. Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy terrors have cut me off. They came round about me daily like water. They compassed me about together. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance into darkness, into darkness, into darkness, into darkness, into darkness, into darkness.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stamina...
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Mizmor Pechet, Mizmor Pechet. Here a midrash, a study on today's psalm, Psalm 88. The Aleph verse, the first verse. A song, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Here today's psalm, Mizmor Pechet. Here today's psalm, Mizmor Pechet. Mizmor Pechet. Mizmor Pechet, Psalm 88, Psalm LXXXVIII, Mizmor Pechet, Mizmor Pechet. Here a midrash, a study on today's psalm, Psalm 88. The Aleph verse, the first verse. A song, a psalm of the sons of Korah, for the leader upon Machlat Lianot, for singing of praise. Here today's psalm, Mizmor Pechet, Mizmor Pechet, Psalm 88. Shir Mizmor, Libnei Korach, Lanatzeach, Al Machlata Le'anot. Hear today's psalm, a song, Shir, a psalm, Mizmor, a song, a psalm, Shir Mizmor, a song, a chant, an intonation, a Mizmor, a song. Shir, a psalm, Mizmor, of the sons of Korah, Livnei Korach, for the leader, Lamnatzeach, for the chief musician, La Menatzeach, for the overcomer, La Menatzeach, up on Al Machlat, Al Machlat Le'anot, upon Machlat Le'anot, for singing of praise. What is meant by machlat? What is meant by machlat? According to Rav Berkaya, machlat means that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to David, praise me in any way thou, the I desirest to praise me, to praise I, and I shall condone Machalti, whatever thy manner of praising me, thy manner of aizazing I. For no man can discover even one of the many kinds of praise, the many kinds of aizaz that are appropriate for HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, for the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, the Ayla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. As Scripture says, even in Job chapter 37, verse 20, where it reads, shall it be told him that I would speak? If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. Haisupar lao, ki edaber, im amar ish ki yibula. Shall it be told him that I would speak? Haisupar lao, ki edaber, or should a man wish that he were swallowed up? Im amar ish ki yibula. Shall it be told him that I would speak? If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. Hai supar lo ki edaber. Im amar ish ki yibula. But who was given permission to speak? David. As is said, for the leader upon Machlat Le'anot Le'anot, for singing of praise, for singing of Isis. La Menatzeach Al Machlata Le'anot, for the singing of praise, singing of Isis. This phrase may be taken to mean that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, condoned David's faults in his singing of Ha'Elohim's praise, Isis, for Le'anot means faults. Awonot, too. For in the verse, even the verse from Psalm 132, Hebraic, the first verse where it reads, Lord, remember to David all his faults, all his Unoto. Lord, remember to David all his faults, all his
own note. And here, Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, Psalm 132, Shir HaMa'ilot, the song of degrees of a sense of goings ups. Zikor Yahuwah LeDawid, Eight Kol Onoto. He who be who he be, O Jehovah, remember to David. Zikor Yahuwah LeDawid. O Jehovah, remember to David. Zikori Yehovah, lit David, all his affliction. Eight, call Onoto. Eight, call Onoto, all his afflictions, call all Onoto. His afflictions, call Onoto, all his faults. O Lord, God of my salvation, hear. The bait verse, first part of the second verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Fechet. O Lord, God of my salvation, Yahuwah Elohei Yeshuati, Yahuwah Elohei Yeshuati, O he who be who he be, Yahuwah Elohei Elohim of Yeshuati, of Yeshuati, of my Yeshua, of my salvation, Yahuwah Elohei Yeshuati. The data Yisrael, the congregation, aggregation of Yisrael, of Israel, said to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, I and I have no salvation except in thee, and mine eyes, I and I eyes, wait upon no one except thee. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, replied, because thou, the I, avowest, confessest, avowest this, I shall save thee, I shall save thee, I. Even as it's written here in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17, O Israel, thou art saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. O Israel, that art saved by the Lord with an everlasting and eternal salvation. Yisrael nosha b'Yahuwah teshuata olamim. O Yisrael, that art saved by he who be who he be, with an eternal and everlasting salvation. Yisrael nosha b'Yahuwah teshuata olamim. For my soul is full of trouble, and my life draweth nigh near to the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. Hear today's Psalm, Psalm 88, Hebraically verses 5 to 6. For my soul is full of trouble, and my life draweth nigh to the grave. I am counted with them that go down to the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. Kia sava v'raot nafshi v'chayai lishola higi'u nechashavti ya'im yordei vor hayiti yakagavar ein ayal. For my soul is sated, is satisfied. She is satisfied with troubles. Kia sava v'raot nafshi, and my life v'chayai draweth nigh to the grave, draweth nigh to sheol lishola higi'u. I am counted with them that go down to the pit. Nech shavti ya'im yordevor. I am counted with them. Nech shavti that go down ya'im yordevor. Ya'im yordevor. Go down to the vor. Go down to the bor. To the vortex. To the pit. I am become hayiti. I am become hayiti kugavar ein eyal. I am become as a man, as a gever. Hayiti kugavar ein eyal. I am become as a man without strength, without help. Ein, without. Eyal, hayal. Ein, eyal, without strength. Ki sabah b'ra'ota nafshi v'chayai lishola higi'u nechashavti ya'im yordei bor hayiti kugavar ein eyal. Quote, as a man that has no strong guardian, as a man kugavar ein eyal,
as a man that hath no strong guardian. Kugever ein eyal. Set apart among the dead, like the slain that lay in the grave. Hear today's Psalm, Mizmur Fechet, Psalm 88, Hebraically, the wow verse, the sixth verse. Set apart among the dead, like the slain that lay in the grave. Bametim hafshi kumoa chlalim shokrei ever. Set apart among the dead, or free among the dead. Bametim, among the metim, the dead. Bametim hafshi, bametim hofshi kumo, like them. Chlalim. Shokrei eber, like the slain chlalim that dwell, shokrei, that lay down, shokrei eber. The kever is the grave. The kever is the grave. Often this gets confounded and confused with the Western Gentile ideas of Hades and so-called hell. But here, Hebraically in the fourth verse, my life draweth nigh to the grave, reads, we chayai, li shol, the duat, the underworld, the netherworld, li shol, tikiu, draweth nigh. So we have Sheol here, Hebraically, in the Dalet, the fourth verse, that sometimes is translated as grave or mistranslated as grave, but Hebraically the word for grave is the kever. So here, in today's Psalm, Mizmor Fechet, Psalm 88, Psalm LXXXVIII, here at the wow verse, Hebraically the sixth verse. Bameti mahafshi kumoa chlalim shokrei ever. Set apart, or among the dead, among the dead ones, chofshi, I am free. Bameti mahafshi kumoa chlalim shokrei ever. Rav Chelbo took the phrase, like the slain that lay down in the grave. Like the slain that lay down in the grave. Kumo chlalim shokvei eber. Rav Chelbo took this to mean, quote, like the generation that perished in the flood, end quote. Of this generation, Rav Acha taught that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be, he said, because its people called my agents by my name, therefore I shall call upon the waters of the ocean in my name, Shemi, Bishmi, and the waters will punish them, Bishmi, in my name. As is said even in Amos chapter 5, verse 8, he that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth, the face of the earthly plain. Yahuwah Shemo, he who be who he be. Jehovah, Yahuwah Shemo, his name. He who be who he be is his name. And here, Midrash notes on what Rav Acha taught concerning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, where he said, because its people called my agents by my name. My agents, hear, Midrash note, literally their idols. Thus, this may be read as, because its people called their idols, Bishmi, in my name, by Shemi, by my name, therefore I shall call upon the waters of the ocean, Bishmi, in my name. And the waters will punish them, Bishmi, in Shemi, in my name, as is said even in Amos chapter 5, verse 8, he that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earthly plain, Yahuwah Shemo, He who be who he be is his name. Hak ore lemeya hayama. Wayeshipekema Allah Pine Haaret Yahuwah Shemo. He the one that calleth. Hak ore. Hak ore. The caller. Hak ore. Hak ore lemeya hayam. That calleth. The caller. That calleth, he who is the caller that calleth for the waters of the sea. Lemei hayam, the waters of hayam. Lemei hayam, hakore lemei hayam. And poureth them out. Wayishapikeim. And that poureth them out al penei haaretz. Poureth them out upon the face of the earth. Why you should became al pineya haret Yahuwah Shemo. Jehovah is his name. He who be who he be, Yahuwah Shemo. Hakoreya lemeya hayama. Why you should became al pinei haaret Yahuwah Shemo. Rav Abahu said, the waters of the ocean stand higher than the face of the earth and the face of the earthly plane. The waters of the ocean stand higher than the face of the earth. Therefore, Rav Eliezer, Eliza asked in the name of Rav Menachem, is not this point fully made in Scripture in the verse, he that calleth for the waters of the sea and poureth them out upon the face of the earth? Is not this point fully made in the Scripture, in the verse, even from Amos, that reads, Hakore lemei hayam, wayishapekeim Allah penei haaretz, he that calleth Hakore, Hakore, he who be who he be, is he who calleth Hakore for the waters of the sea, lemei hayam, and poureth them out. Wayishapekeim, poureth them out al pinei haaretz, up on the face of the earthly plane. For it is impossible to pour down except from above. Hence, hear. And poureth them upon the face of the earth. Wayishapekeim al pinei, al pinei, up on the face, al pinei haaretz, and poureth them up on the face of the earth, the face of the earthly plane. Wayishapekeim al pinei haaretz. But as for me, to thee, O Lord, do I cry. Hear today's psalm, Psalm 88, Hebraically the 14th verse, that reads, But as for I, to thee I, O Lord, do I cry. Wani elekai Yahuwah shiwa'ilti. But as for I, wani, wa'en ani, I, wani, and I, wani, eleka, to the I, male, Yahuwah, O he who be who he be. Shiwa'ilti, do I shout? Do I cry in the sense of, do I shout? Do I shout out? Do I shout out to the eye? Wani elekai Yahuwah shiwaeti. The rest of the verse, and in the morning doth my prayer come to meet thee, come to meet the eye. And in the morning doth my prayer come to meet thee, come to meet the eye. And in the morning, my prayer, come to meet the eye. Tik ademeka. That is, and this is according to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'elohim's reply, for Ha'malak, for the angel whose charge is tefillah, is tefillah, is prayer, comes to meet the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, the B'nai Yisrael. As is said, even here, in the morning doth my prayer come to meet thee, come to meet thee, I, male. Or v'abokera tefillati atik ademeka. And here, Midrash note on the statement of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani concerning Ha'el, the Almighty's reply, for Ha-Malak, for the angel, the Malak, whose charge is prayer. Here, the Midrash note connected with prayer, so amended by Ota Emet. The E.T., the edited text, and the P.E., the printed edition, reads here, charity, Ha'el, the true good, the true God's reply, for Ha-Malak, for the angel whose charge, the messenger, the angels whose charge is prayer, whose charge is charity, comes to meet the B'nai Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel. As is said, Uav abokar tefilati tik ademeka, tik ademeka, kedeme, to meet the eye, comes before the eye, tik ademeka, comes first, kedeme, kedeme, tik ademeka, Uav abokar tefilati tik ademeka. But Rav Phineas, but Rav Phineas took the words to mean Ha Malak, the angel, Ha Malak, whose charge is tefillah, whose charge is prayer, waits until that the Edata Yisrael, the congregation, the aggregation of Israel, that is the latest to assemble, concludes its prayers, tefillot. Then he takes all the tefillot, the prayers, and out of them he fashions a crown that he places up on Harosh, on the head, the Ras of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, upon the Rosh, the head of the Holy One, HaKadosh, blessed be He, Baruch Hu. As is said, even in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, in the Mashal, in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6, where it reads, blessings are up on the head, the Ras, the Rosh, the head of the righteous. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6, blessings are upon the head of the righteous. Berakot le Rosh Tzadik, blessings, berakot. Berakot, blessings. Berakot le Rosh, for the Rosh, for the Ras, for the head. Berakota le Rosh Tzadik, of the righteous. Berakota le Rosh Tzadik. Blessings are upon or for the head of the Tzadik, of the righteous. Berakota le Rosh Tzadik. And here, Midrash note. In this Midrash on Mizmor, on Psalm Fechet, Psalm 88, right here, the Midrash note concerning Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal, the Proverb of Solomon, chapter 10, verse 6, concerning the Berakot, the blessings of the Rosh Tzadik are upon the head of the righteous. Here, a reference to the previous Midrash, or Psalm 19, the seventh section of the Midrash Tehillim, Psalm 19.7. Ani lechozer, I repeat, Ha Malak, according to Rav Fi Nachas, took the words to mean that Ha Malak, the angel, the messenger, whose charge is tefillah, waits until the congregation of Israel, the Edata Yisrael, that is the latest to assemble, concludes its tefillot, its prayers. Then he takes all the tefillot, the prayers, and out of them he fashions the crown that he places upon HaRosh, the Ras, the head of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set-Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. As is said in the Mashal and Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6, Berakot le-Rosh Tzadik, of Him that liveth forever, for ever and ever. Hence, hear. The verse is read, in the morning doth my prayer come to meet thee, come to meet thee I. In the morning doth my prayer come to meet thee I. And here, I Midrash note right here, in Psalm 88, according to the KJV, the King James Version, it would be verse 13. In the KJV numbering, it would be the 13th verse. In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Masoretic, in the Hebrew, it will be verse 14, the verse that reads, but to thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. So here in the KJV, the King James Version, it reads, prevent thee. Hebraically, this is brought out as to meet thee, to meet the eye. Now we have the word kadama, as you have kadama, even in kadamawi. Here we have tik adameka, uava bokera tefilatia tik adameka. And in the morning, doth does my prayer tefilati, come to meet the eye. Tik adameka. So here we have, according to the Strong's Concordance, we have the H6923, the Kadam. Now the Kadam is defined as to meet, to come, or to be in front, in the sense of, as he has the Kadamawi, the sense of being first, right, or going before even the first, in that sense, the Kadamawi. But the sense of the front, the first, it has a sense of to confront, but the sense here is to go before. And in the morning shall my prayer go before thee, go before the eye. Tik adem eka, to the eye, the ka, to the eye, male. Tik adem eka. And in the morning, in the morning, shall my prayer tifilati tik ademeka, shall she go before thee, she go to meet thee, in a sense she shall go to confront thee, tifilati, my prayer, my tefila, to come to meet, to receive, to go before, to go in front, to be in front, to lead off, to be beforehand, the sense of to anticipate, to forestall, to come in front, to go before. The sense here is to project, in the sense of projecting oneself. So, tefilati, my tefila, she shall project herself and go before the eye. That is to proceed. First up, tefilati, hence to anticipate, to hasten, the sense bringing out to meet. In the sense of to meet, usually for help, for assistance, shall come, shall go, to go before. Now, the sense of the Adama, the Kedame, in the sense of to confront, to go before, to be first up, to go before, in the sense of confronting, can be to disappoint, in the sense of meeting, or as we have it here, in the KJV, where it reads in Psalm 88, verse 13, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. So some things get lost in translation, and just bringing this out right here in the fulfillment of this Midrash on today's Psalm, Mizmor Feichet, Peichet, Mizmor Feichet, Psalm 88, right here, fulfilling right here the Midrash, U ba boker, tefilati, tik ademeka, and in the morning, Ba boker, and in the boker, tefilati, my tefila, tik ademeka, she shall meet thee, she shall go before thee, she shall be, in the sense of first, kadama, she shall be first to thee, uva boker, tefilati, tik Ademeka.
Bakadamawi.
Yasama batachnoi, basama mutunor,
ስም ይቀደስ መንግስት ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም
Princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole praise is due for help.
Jagatan is terrible among men. He did not like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagatan is terrible among men. He did not like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Lachen, kach itpalelu atem. Avinu shebashamayim, itkadesh shimcha. תבוא מלכותך, יעשה רצונך, כבשמיים, כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו, תן לנו היום. וסלח לנו על חטאינו, כמו שסולחים גם אנחנו, לחוטאים לנו. ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע. כי לך הממלכה, והגבורה, והתפארת, לעולמי עולמים. אמן. 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 אמן.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Ethiopia, hoy, Simi, hear. Here we call this the Midrash 2.0, where we go over some of the Midrash. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Ethiopia, hoy, Simi, hear. Here we call this the Midrash 2.0, where we go over some of the Midrash notes, selected notes within the Midrash, the study of the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalms to the Mezmure David, the Psalms of David. So concerning Psalm 88, Mizmor Pei Chet, Mizmor Pei Chet, Psalm 88, we had a Midrash note that was connected with Hebraically the 14th verse. We have in the Hebrew the 14th verse. But as for me, to thee, the I, O Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah, do I cry, Hebraically, do I shout out, do I shout? Wa'ani, Elikai Yahuwah, Shio Wa'iti, do I shout out to the I, O he who be, who he be? Wa'ani, Elikai Yahuwah, Shiwaiti, do I shout? Shiwaiti, wani lekayo, shiwaiti. And in the morning doth my prayer, now KJV says, prevent thee. Now this is from the Kadama, as we have Ethiopically, the Kedem, to go before, to be first, to be beforehand. There's a sense of it to confront, and in that sense to disappoint, or even to prevent. So KJV, in the King James Version, Psalm 88, it's numbered at verse 13. Here, in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Psalter, the verse is numbered as the 14th verse that reads, Wani elekai Yehovah shuwaiti, uva boker teflati atik ademeka. And in the morning, uva boker, and in the morning, the boker doth my prayer teflati, my tefillah. My prayer, tik adameka, go before the eye, goes to meet the eye, she,
tefillah ti, my prayer, my tefillah, she, tik ademeka, tik ademeka, tik ademeka. So the adam, tik ademeka from the kadam, the Hebraic kadam, as we have in kadamawi, the first of the revealed name of he who be, who he be, kadamawi, haile selase hakadosh, baruch hu, baruch Hashem, the first power of the Hebrew Trinity. Ha'ab, the Father. Wa'ani, Elekai Yehovah, Shiwati, Uva Boker Tefilati, Tik Ademeka. So the better sense than the KJV to prevent thee, she comes to meet thee. And we know that the Tefillah or Tefilati, my prayer, my Tefillah, is she based on the verb Tik Ademeka. Tik Ademeka, Tik Ademeka. She meet thee, she go before, she is first, even before the first, tik ademeka. So there was a note here in the second perek, the Beit Perek in the Midrash, where it says, but as for me to thee, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, do I cry, shuati, do I shout out? The rest of the verse, and in the morning doth my prayer come to meet thee, the I, is according to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, according to Rav Shmuel Samuel Bar Nachmani, Ha'el, this is Ha'el, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, the El, the Almighty I, Ha'elohim's reply, for, it reads, for Ha'mala'ak, for the Mala'ak, the messenger, the angel, whose charge is prayer, comes to meet the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites. As is said, in the morning, u'ba boker, in the boker doth my prayer, tefillati, she come to meet thee, she comes to meet thee, I, male, tik ademeka, tik ademeka. So the Midrash note right here, right, we had this Midrash note, and then moving forward to the next section where it says, but Rav Phinehas took the words to mean that HaMela'ak, the Melak, the angel whose charge is prayer, waits until the Edata Yisrael, the aggregation, the congregation, the witness of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the Sar of El, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, El, the Almighty. The angel waits until the congregation of Israel, that is the latest to assemble, concludes its prayers, the Tefillot. Then he, the Mala'ak, the angel, takes all the tefillot, the prayers, and out of them he fashions a crown that he places up on the head, HaRosh, the Ras of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, as it says. So here was a reference to Mishlei Shlomo, the Mishlei, the Proverbs, the Mashal, the parables, the Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo. So here in the Mashal, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6, where it reads, blessings, berakot le'rosh tzadik, blessings are upon the head of tzadik, the righteous. So here, the Midrash note pointed us to the above Midrash on Psalm 19. Psalm 19.7, the seventh perek, the seventh section. So here in our Midrash, call this a Midrash 2.0, the next level of I study, here in Psalm 19, the Midrash, on Mizmor Yod 8, on Psalm, XIX, Psalm 19. So here in the Midrash Tehillim, for Psalm 19, for Mizmor Yod 8, the seventh section, the seventh perek, it reads, day to day uttereth speech, and night to night revealeth knowledge. Here, from Psalm 19, here at the third, Hebraically, the Gamel verse. Yom li yom yabia omar, we laila le laila ye chawe da'at. Day to day uttereth speech. Yom li yom yabia omar. And night to night, we laila le laila revealeth ye Yehaweh, Yehaweh, Yehaweh da'at, Yehaweh da'at, revealeth da'at, revealeth knowledge, revealeth gnosis, revealeth da'at. So here, to follow up on the additional reasoning, bringing out the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6, Barakot le Rosh Tzadik. Blessings, Barakot le Rosh, are upon or for the Rosh, the head, the Ras of the Tzadik, of the righteous. So here in the seventh section, day-to-day uttereth speech, and night-to-night revealeth knowledge. Yom le Yom, Yabi'ah Omar, Wilayla le Layla, Yehaweh Da'at. This verse, it alludes to Robeinu, our master Moshe, who, it is said even in Shemot in Exodus chapter 34, verse 28, was with the Lord, Yahuwah, Jehovah, 40 days and 40 nights. And he wrote up on the tables, the tablets, the words, the Devarim, the words of Habrit, of the covenant. Does scripture really mean to say that night also occurs in the presence, in the face, in the perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He? Is it not written, even in Psalm 139, Hebraically verse 12, the B part of the verse, where it reads, "The night shineth as the day, both are alike to thee, both are alike to the eye." Is it not written? Is it not also written, even in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4, "God came, and his brightness was as the light"? And also in Daniel chapter 2, verse 22, where it reads, "Light, illumination, light dwelleth with him." And again, even in Psalm 139, Hebraically the 12th verse, the A part of the verse, Even the darkness hideth not from the eye. How then did Moshe Rabbeinu, did Moses, our Adonai master, know when it was day and when night, that he could have reckoned 40 days and 40 nights in the presence, in the face, in the perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He? Scripture implies, however, that Moshe, that Musa, that Moses, knew it was day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Ayla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, instructed him in written law. And Moshe and Moses, Musa, the head of the fraternal order of the Lewawiyan, and Moses knew it was night when HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, instructed him in oral law. So here we have the Torah, Katub, written law, Katub, and also the Torah, Ba'al Feh, and the Torah, by way of the Feh, by way of the Peh, by way of the mouth, Ba'al upon Ba'al Peh, Ba'al Feh, Ba'al Feh. So we have written Torah, Katub, and the Torah, Ba'al Peh, Ba'al Feh. And the proof, Minyanim, and the proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, is occupied with Torah, Katub, Torah, the Torah, direction, instruction, the Torah, Katub, written by day, and with oral law, Torah, Ba'al Peh, Ba'al Feh, oral law by way of the word sound by night. The saying in Shir HaSharim, in Song of Songs of Shlomo, of Solomon, Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 10, where it says, "My beloved Dodi, my beloved Dodi is bright and dark." Here, Shir HaSharim, Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 10, that reads, "Dodi, my beloved, my Doda, Dodi, is bright and dark. For when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty El, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, is occupied by day with Torah, Katub, written law, his face is bright as snow." The word Dodi, Dodi, my beloved, the sum of the numerical value of its letters, the Ivrit, the Hebrew letters, being 24. This clearly refers to the 24 books of Torah, Katub, of written law. And when Ha'el, when the Almighty Ha-El-Ha-Elohim is occupied by Laila, by night, with the Torah, the Alapet, the Alfe, the oral law, his face is dark or disillumined. Or when the angels, Melakim, began to offer praise, Isis, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the word Kadosh, with the word holy, Kedus, with the word Kadosh. Moshe, Moses, knew that it was day. And when HaMalakim, when the angels began to praise him, began to Isis him with the word blessed, Baruch, with the word blessed, Baruch, Moshe, Moses knew that it was night. And here, Midrash note, first Midrash note on the numerical value of the letters of Dodi, of my beloved Dodi, the Hebrew numerical value of the letters being 24. The Dalet, the D is 4. The Wawe, or some say Vav, but ancient pointing Wawe, the W is 6. The Dalet, again, is 4, and the Yod, or some say Yud, the Y, is 10. So we have Dalet, Wawe, Dalet, Yod. Dalet, Wawe, Dalet, Yod, or Dalet, Vav, Dalet, Yud. 4, 6, 4, and 10, together, being 24, clearly referring to the 24 books of written law, Torah, Katub. And the next Midrash note right here, where it reads, and when HaMelakim, when the angels began to praise him, Isis him, with the word Baruch, Baruch, blessed, Baruch, abundant, blessed, Moshe, Moses knew that it was night. So here the Midrash note, connected with Mizmor Yod 8, Psalm 19 here. During the day, HaMelakim, the angels are said to recite, Kadosh, 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 holy, 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 Kedus, 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 set apart, set apart, set apart, Kadosh, 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 Hebraically, Kedus, 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 holy, holy, holy. So during the day, HaMelakim, the angels are said to recite, holy, 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 Ayla, 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 Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And during the night, according to Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 12, blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. And here, Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 3, here, verse 12. Here, verse 12. Wa tisaeni ruacha, wa eshma, achraya kol ra'ash gadol. Baruch Kabod Yahuwah Mimakomo. Then the Spirit lifted me up, lifted I up. Watisaeni Ruach. And the Ruach, the Ivory, Watisaeni, lifted I up. And I heard behind me the voice of a great rushing. Wa eshma, and I heard, wa eshma, achrai, behind me, kol ra'ash gadol, the voice, the sound, the call, the sound of a great rushing. Baruch, kovodi Yahuwah mi makomo, Baruch, Yahuwah mi makomo, blessed be, Baruch, kovod, the glory, kavod, Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, mi makomo, from his makom, from his spot, from his place, mi makomo. Baruch, kavod, Yahuwah, mi makomo. Blessed be the glory of Jehovah from his place. Baruch kavodi Yahuwah mi makomo. These words of praise of Isis were presumably uttered by the celestial beings and heard by Hanabi, by the prophet, as he turns away from the scene. though the Merkaba is moving away, a foreboding of the departure of Ha'el, of Ha'el, of the Almighty's presence, the Almighty's face, his perception, from Ha'hekal, from Hekalo, from the temple, from his temple. The glory of Jehovah, the Kavod Yahuwah, the Kavod Yahuwah, the Kavod Adonai, the Kavod, the glory of He who be, who He be, Kavod Yahuwah, yet remained in the place, the Makom. From that, it is departing. Since Mikomo, His place is universal, is universal. According to Yeshayahu, according to Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. Alternatively, as the Malbim explains, Mikomo, his makom, his spot, his place, may signify Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, that continues to be the abode of the divine glory, the abode, the dwelling place of the divine glory, the kavod, the kavr. So here, blessed be the glory of Jehovah from his place. Baruch kavodi Yehovah mimakomo. So here, during the day the angels are said to recite, Kadosh, 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 Holy, 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 Ayla, 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 Kedus, Kedus, Kedus. And during the night, blessed be the glory of Jehovah from his place. Baruch, Kavodi Yahuwah, Mimakomo. According to Yechezkel, Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse 12. Or when Moses saw the sun's disk, the Sedal, the sun's disk, come and worship, he knew that it was night. Or when Moses saw the sun's disk, the Sedal, come and worship, he knew that it was Laila, it was Leilit, it was night. And when he saw Hakokavi, Hayareach, when he saw the stars, the moon, and the planets, the wandering stars, come and worship Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One. Blessed be He. He knew that it was day. For it is said even in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6, the hosts of heaven worshipped thee, I. The hosts of the heavens worshipped thee. Or when Moses saw that HaMelakim, the angels were grinding manna for Amo Yisrael, for the people of Yisrael, and preparing it to send down to them, he knew that it was day. And when he saw that the manna was coming down, he knew that it was Laila, it was night. For it is said even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 11, verse 9, and when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. Or when Moshe, the head of the fraternal order, the Lewawi and the Levites, when Moshe Rovenu, our master, heard the reading of HaShema, of the Shema, precede the 18 benedictions, the Shemona Esrei, he knew that it was Yom. He knew that it was day. And when the Shemona Esrei, the 18 benedictions, precede the reading of HaShema, of the Shema, he knew that it was Laila, that it was night. And here, a Midrash note. This here, it follows the order of service, the Seder of the Avodah, as outlined by Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, by Joshua ben Levi. Rav Pinchas Phinehas taught in the name of Rav Abba, HaMalak, the messenger, the angel, whose charge is tefillah, prayer. He waits until the Edata Yisrael, the aggregation of Israel, that assembles at the latest hour, possible, has concluded its prayers. And out of their prayers, he fashions a crown that he places upon the head of the Holy One. Blessed be he that he places upon the Rosh, the Ras, HaRosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as is said even in Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashal, the Proverbs, the Parables, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6. Barakot, blessings, le'rosh, up on the head, tzadik, the righteous. Barakot le'rosh tzadik, blessings are upon the head of the righteous, or barakot le'rosh tzadik, blessings are for the rosh, the ras of tzadik, of the righteous. Here, 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 tzadik, righteous tzadik, is HaKadosh, the Holy One, the sanctified, the set-apart one, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, of whom it is written, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, quote, just and righteous is he. Just and righteous is he. Tzadik, v'yashar hu. Adik, just, just, adik, just, or righteous, adik, with, and yashar, 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 upright, adik, with yashar, who, he, adik, with yashar, who, righteous and upright is he, adik, with yashar, who, and here, 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 Midrash note, that is meant by the words, this is what is meant by the words, day to day uttereth speech. And here, 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 this is found in four manuscripts, MSSs, and in the PE, the printed edition. Here, 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 this is what is meant by Yom le Yom Ayabia Omar, Wilaila le Laila, Ye Hawe Da'at, day to day uttereth speech. Yom le Yom Ayabia Omar, and night to night, Wilaila le Laila, revealeth knowledge, Yehaweh da'at, Yehaweh da'at, revealeth gnosis, da'at, 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 da'at.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. As a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. At lightning,
should I know? Everyone should I know? Converting the soul, the testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should I know. Everyone should I know. Rock it. Oh, Rastafari. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Selah, Selassie. Aya Inge. Imperial Majesty, Empress Menenai. I.